Page 322. Also, when the fiend appeared to thee in likeness of a man of religion, and blamed thee that thou left thy brother for a lady, so led thee where thou seemed thy brother was slain. But he is yet alive, and all was for to put thee in error, and bring thee unto one hope and lechery, for he knew thou were tender-hearted, and all was for thou shouldst not find the blessed adventure of the Sangreal. And the third fowl betokeneth the strong battle against the fair ladies, which were all devils. Also, the dry tree and the white lily. The dry tree betokeneth thy brother Lionel, which is dry without virtue, and therefore many men ought to call him the rotten tree and the worm-eaten tree, for he is a murderer and doth contrary to the order of knighthood. And the two white flowers signifying two maidens. The one is a knight which was wounded the other day, and the other is the gentlewoman which ye rescued. And why the other flower drew nigh the other, that was the knight which would have defouled her and himself both. And Sir Bors, ye had been a great fool and in great peril for to have seen those two flowers perish for to succor the rotten tree, for, and they had sinned together, they had been damned. And for that ye rescued them both, men might call you a very knight and servant of Jesu Christ. Chapter 14. How Sir Bors met with his brother Sir Lionel, and how Sir Lionel would have slain Sir Bors. Then went Sir Bors from thence and commended the abbot unto God. And then he rode all that day, and harbored with an old lady. And on the morn he rode to a castle in a valley, and there he met with a yeoman, going a great pace toward a forest. "Say me," said Sir Bors, "canst thou tell me of any adventure?" Page 323. "Sir," said he, "here shall be under this castle a great and a marvelous tournament." "Of what folks shall it be?" said Sir Bors. "The Earl of Plains shall be in the one party, and the lady's nephew of Hervin on the other party." Then Bors thought to be there if he might meet with his brother Sir Lionel, or any other of his fellowship, which were in the quest of the Sangreal. And then he turned to an hermitage that was in the entry of the forest. And when he was come thither, he found there Sir Lionel, his brother, which sat all armed at the entry of the chapel door, for to abide there harbor till on the morn that the tournament shall be. And when Sir Bors saw him, he had great joy of him, that it were marvel to tell of his joy. And then he alit off his horse and said, "Fair sweet brother, when came ye hither?" Anon, as Lionel saw him, he said, "Ah, Bors, ye may not make none avaunt, but as for you, I might have been slain. When ye saw two knights leading me away, beating me, ye left me for to succor a gentle woman, and suffered me in peril of death. For never erst, nay, did no brother to another so great an untruth. And for that misdeed now, I ensure you but death, for well have ye deserved it. Therefore keep thee from henceforward, and that shall ye find as soon as I am armed." When Sir Bors understood his brother's wrath, he kneeled down to the earth and cried him mercy, holding up both his hands, and prayed him to forgive him his evil will. "Nay," said Lionel, "that shall never be, and I may have the higher hand, that I may mine a vow to God. Thou shalt have death for it, for it were pity ye lived any longer." Right so he went in and took his harness, and mounted upon his horse, and came to fore him and said, "Bors, keep thee from me, for I shall do to thee as I would to a felon or a traitor. for ye be the untruest knight that ever came out of so worthy an house as was King Bors de Ganis, which was our father. Therefore, start upon thy horse, and so shall ye be most at your advantage. And but if ye will, I will run upon you there as ye stand upon foot, and so the shame shall be mine and the harm yours. But of that shame, nay, reck I not. Page 324. When Sir Bors saw that he must fight with his brother or else to die, he nist what to do. Then his heart counseled him not thereto, inasmuch as Lionel was born or he, wherefore he ought to bear him reverence. Yet kneeled he down afore Lionel's horse's feet and said, Fair sweet brother, have mercy upon me, and slay me not, and have in remembrance the great love which ought to be between us twain. What Sir Bors said to Lionel he wrought not. There's a footnote, wrought means to cared. For the fiend had brought him in such a will that he should slay him. Then when Lionel saw he would none other, and that he would not have risen to give him battle, he rashed over him, so that he smote Bors with his horse's feet upward to the earth. Upward means supine, and hurt him so sore that he swooned of distress, the which he felt in himself to have died without confession. So when Lionel saw this, he alit off his horse to have smitten off his head. And so he took him by the helm, and would have rent it from his head. Then came the hermit, running unto him, which was a good man, of great age, and well had heard all the words that were between them, and so fell down upon Sir Bors. Chapter 15. How Sir Colgrevance fought against Sir Lionel for to save Sir Bors, and how the hermit was slain. Then he said to Lionel, Ah, gentle knight, have mercy upon me and on thy brother, for if thou slay him, thou shalt be dead of sin, and that were sorrowful, for he is one of the worthiest knights of the world, and of the best conditions. So God me help, said Lionel, Sir Priest, but if ye flee from him, I shall slay you, and he shall never the sooner be quit. Certes, said the good man, I have lever ye slay me than him, for my death shall not be great harm, not half so much as of his. Page 325. Well, said Lionel, I am agreed. And he set his hand to his sword and smote him so hard that his head yeed backward. Not for that he restrained him of his evil will, but took his brother by the helm, and unlaced it to have stricken off his head, and had slain him without fail. But it so happed, Colgrevance, a fellow of the Round Table, came at that time thither, as our Lord's will was. And when he saw the good man slain, he marveled much what it might be. And then he beheld Lionel would have slain his brother, and knew Sir Bors, which he loved right well. Then start he down, and took Lionel by the shoulders, and drew him strongly aback from Bors, and said, Lionel, will ye slay your brother, the worthiest knight of the world won, and that should no good man suffer? Why, said Lionel, will ye let me? Therefore, if ye intermit you in this, I shall slay you and him after. Why, said Colgrevance, is this sooth that ye will slay him? Slay him will I, said he, whoso say the contrary, for he hath done so much against me that he hath well deserved it. And so ran upon him, and would have smitten him through the head, and Sir Colgrevance ran betwixt them, and said, And ye be so hardy to do so more, we two shall meddle together. When Lionel understood his words, he took his shield afore him, and asked him what that he was, and he told him, Colgrevance, one of his fellows. Then Lionel defied him and gave him a great stroke through the helm. Then he drew his sword, for he was a passing good knight, and defended him right manfully. So long dured the battle that Bors rose up all anguishly, and beheld Cold Grievance, the good knight, fought with his brother for his quarrel. Then was he full sorry and heavy, and thought, if Cold Grievance slay him that was his brother, he should never have joy. And if his brother slew Cold Grievance, the shame should ever be mine. Then would he have risen to have departed them, but he had not so much might to stand on foot. Page 326. So he abode him so long till Cold Grievance had the worse. For Lionel was of great chivalry and right hardy, for he had pierced the hauberk and the helm, that he abode but death, for he had lost much of his blood, that it was marvel that he might stand upright. Then beheld he Sir Bors, which sat dressing him upward, and said, Ah, Bors, why come ye not to cast me out of peril of death, wherein I have put me to succor you, which were right now nigh the death? Certes, said Lionel, that shall not avail you, for none of ye shall bear other's warrant, but that ye shall lie both of my hand. Ye shall die both of my hand. When Bors heard that he did so much, he rose and put on his helm. Then perceived he first the hermit priest, which was slain. Then made he a marvelous sorrow upon him. Chapter 16. How Sir Lionel slew Sir Cold Grievance, and how after he would have slain Sir Bors. Then oft Cold Grievance cried upon Sir Bors, Why will ye let me die here for your sake? If it please you that I die for you the death, it will please me the better for to save a worthy man. With that word Sir Lionel smote off the helm from his head. Then Cold Grievance saw that he might not escape. And he said, Fair sweet Jesu, that I have misdone, have mercy upon my soul, for such sorrow that my heart suffereth for goodness, and for alms deed that I would have done here, be to me a ligement of penance unto my soul's health, ligement alleviation. At these words Lionel smote him so sore that he bare him to the earth. So when he had slain Cold Grievance, he ran upon his brother as a fiendly man, and gave him such a stroke that he made him stoop. And he that was full of humility prayed him for God's love to leave this battle. For, and it befell, fair brother, that I slew ye, or ye me, we should be dead of that sin. Page 327. Never, God help me, but if I have on you mercy, and I may have the better hand. Then drew Bors his sword, all weeping, and said, Fair brother, God knoweth mine intent. Ah, fair brother, ye have done full evil this day, to slay such a holy priest, the which never trespassed. Also ye have slain a gentle knight, and one of our good fellows. And well wot ye that I am not afeard of you greatly, but I dread the wrath of God, and this is an unkindly war. Therefore God show miracle upon us both. Now God have mercy upon me, though I defend my life against my brother. With that Bors lift up his hand, and would have smitten his brother. Chapter 17. How there came a voice which charged Sir Bors to touch not him, and of a cloud that came between them. And then he heard a voice that said, Flee, Bors, and touch him not, or else thou shalt slay him. Right so alit a cloud betwixt them in likeness of a fire, and a marvelous flame, that both their two shields burnt. Then were they sore afraid, that they fell both to the earth, and lay there a great while in a swoon. And when they came to themselves, Bors saw that his brother had no harm.